This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're almost halfway through this month. Amazing, isn't it? Time is still going quickly, even though our time is not occupied, perhaps, in the same way that we are used to. If we look back a year or so, how is your life different? How is all of our lives? How are all of our lives, plural, different? We'll get through a number of items that are on the top of our discussion. The DJV program is on the air. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulin is at the controls in our studio in Washington, looking around at this crazy, I don't know what kind of adjective to use. Sometimes I like to start each hour with a different fresh thought. There is a bit of luck to this business. We were just talking off the air about the number of people who are on the front line who have gotten this, and they don't seem to have gotten close enough to it, close enough to the fix to have been able to save their lives. So some doctors and nurses are counted. This is not a paradise. We know that. There is no such thing. At least there doesn't seem to be, depending on your religious point of view, I guess. There isn't. I've posted from time to time on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DougStefan, some pictures of things that I think bring me to realizing how beautiful this planet is and can be. But then there, you know, it's a balance as much as anything else. The good beasts and the bad beasts, fears, the fear is, there's a beast in us that seems to react to fear. And there's a lot of that going on at the moment. One of the things that I find interesting about the place where I've lived all of my life in Massachusetts, a town called Framingham, is how often it becomes the epicenter of things that have happened or are happening. And the latest example of that is the Biogen annual. It's a big drug company that's headquartered in this area, and they had their annual convention at a hotel here in Framingham. And it seems that that, among many other things, but it's very interesting how it has been described as the super spreader of this. They unwittingly, the employees of the company, spread the virus. There were people here in Framingham at this convention who came from all over the country. Indiana, Tennessee, North Carolina. They boarded planes full of passengers to go back after the convention, and they infected hundreds, and that became thousands, and, you know, that you can make the argument it became tens of thousands of people, because that's how this thing seems to spread. Very vulnerable. We all were, and this was the first Monday in March when this took place. It happened over the weekend before that, and then the company has a new Alzheimer's drug, by the way, and that's what they were talking about. Very shows great promise. But isn't it interesting how they were doing something that's good and it then becomes something that's so bad?
It spread so quickly from that group.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, this virus, the things that we learn about it, you know, the virus, for whatever reason, just the genetic code between men and women, the differences, this affects men more quickly and more easily. And most of the people at that conference were men. And it's just like that.
And they're the smartest people in healthcare and drug development. Those are the people who are there, Victoria. That's really what...
That just shows the lack of understanding about what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then that cluster, the first real big cluster in Westchester, That was also mostly men. So it is, it is interesting to see where these things pop up and how quickly it seems to spread. And yet, you know, one of my best girlfriends sat at a law conference for 3.5 hours next to a woman who had coronavirus, and my friend has been asymptomatic. She can't get a test because she doesn't have symptoms, so we don't know if she actually is carrying it or not, but she's been in quarantine for a month because of that. But it's amazing. And that was a mostly female conference, and she said that there were only two people who've come forward who actually had mild symptoms who tested positive. So it is very weird the way that it's spreading differently with men and much faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, seeing things through our eyes may be a bit different than some others, but I'm looking around at the way insurance companies and banks and auto dealerships, the people who are granting extensions, the people I do business with, some mainstream companies here, this business and my farm, and I do business with some sort of off the beaten path companies, financing, borrowing money, buying equipment, doing things that have been necessary, and very interesting to see how flexible some of the companies have been and how inflexible others have been. And I think if you're going to last through this, you better be flexible. And so I've seen lots of mortgage holidays that have been granted. What's your landlord saying about your rent payment? Well, Jennifer, you've got a mortgage. Have you put it on hold, or have you been able to put it back 90 days?
I chose not to do that because I don't really want to get behind, and I'm lucky enough to still have my primary job, which is providing me the ability to do that.
Right.
And then at work, we're doing a lease, and we did pay our last month's rent. I was thinking about calling the landlord. I don't want to get behind.
So you won't get behind. They can't ding your credit for giving you an extension.
But the problem is with business, they are only giving you, I think, 60 or 90 days, and then it tacks on it. I don't think it tacks on at the end.
Yeah.
I think that it builds up. So I don't know. I need to talk with him and see what our options are if we decide to go down that road. Right now, I'm trying to keep things as normal as possible. Well, when it comes to commercial real estate, I believe that you have to pay it at the end of a certain amount of time instead of tacking on at the end of your lease.
Really?
Yeah. For residential, this has been, it's been very kind of murky. So for residential stuff in New York, I think they haven't quite figured out exactly if there's a mandate, if it gets tacked on at the very end of your lease. Like, does your lease get extended by 3 months, or do you have until the end of your lease to pay off what you owe? So I guess it might depend on per landlord. I'm not really sure. But to answer your question, with our landlord, they did nothing except say they waived the credit card fee if you pay your rent on a credit card. So that they waived a 2% fee. It's very generous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody better give them a copy of today's newspaper.
Jared Kushner is my landlord, so
it's,
I don't know that they've I don't know. Maybe they have a different stance on it.
The one thing that I've learned, and I don't know how much of this is going on other places, but the insurance commissioner in California said that if you aren't getting automatic discounts from your insurance company, that you should ask for one. When it comes to things like automobile insurance, auto insurance, either if you haven't gotten one automatically, you should call and ask for one. When it comes to your commercial liability, or when it comes to your unemployment insurance, if you're a small business person, you should call and get an adjustment to your rate, because those are the things you're not using right now, and insurance companies, at least in California, are being mandated to provide discounts to their customers at least during the interim, because nobody's using their insurance, nobody's on the road, so that might be something that extends throughout the country. You should call and ask if you can get a discount.
I would have thought I'm going to do that with the whole business of how much you're. My car has been sitting in the driveway of my house since the day I got back from California.
Yeah, so why pay insurance on it?
Exactly.
And that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I know a lot of the big companies I've heard, I think Nationwide is giving 25%.
Nationwide is on your side, Jennifer.
Yeah, I think Geico's giving 20%. Forgive me if I get that wrong, but that's what I've heard so far. So,
All right, so we got that going for us. The the coronavirus, apparently in New York, the governor says the worst is over. Is that something that we can reflect upon around the country? I think we're about ready to say that in Massachusetts. Not, well, the, how do you define the
worst? We're not
the
there
worst?
In Jersey yet. Yeah. So based on the data in New York, which now we've lost over 10,000 people, out of the 23,000 total in this country, more than 10,000 of them are in New York City. But I think what he was saying yesterday, the projections are it seems to be flattening out. We still don't know yet if we're going to come down the other side of the mountain quickly or if it's just going to be a long plateau. And that's really what we're waiting for right now.
Well, he said Cuomo is getting together with the governors from Connecticut, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Delaware.
It has to happen.
And trying to reopen, he said they're in the plans of now reopening. And California did the same thing yesterday. Gavin Newsom said that he's getting together with Oregon and Washington, and they'll announce their plans today. Today seems to be the big day about what things will look like when it starts to reopen and what the timeline will look like. And a lot of people believe that this is political because these are all Democratic governors who got together. And because Trump was talking about reopening the country, there is a political, I guess, theory out there. Well, I know, but it's worth talking about because that's what people are talking about right now, saying that they're trying to jump on the messaging, at least, of reopening. It'd be my preference because the federal government today is also announcing the task force that's going to open things up, at least economically and slowly, if they would all actually have a conference call together and say, hey, the governors talked to the Trump administration and here's what we came up with, but we'll see if we see that after today.
Well, for Cuomo, for New York, which is the, you know, the epicenter of the tri-state area, people from New Jersey and Connecticut and all parts of New York commute in and out to New York City for work. And so I don't see how you could possibly do this without having a group together, working together with Jersey and Connecticut. I just don't see how any of the business in New York could open up without it. But I also think
this is like a six-state groups, pretty much. I mean, this is a large swath, even beyond the tri-state area.
Well, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Rhode Island and Massachusetts, they're more on the periphery from what I saw Cuomo talk about. Like, the main focus for the tri-state area is actually just the tri-state area, but they're going to be coordinating efforts. I think in other states, like Doug was saying, in Massachusetts, you guys have probably hit your apex. We have not hit that here in New Jersey yet. I don't know about Connecticut. I think cases are still building in Connecticut. So I think that, I mean, I don't know. I haven't even heard Cuomo say anything negative against Trump other than we have to be smart about the way and the pace that we reopen. And that's just common sense. Look what
happened
in Hong
Kong
against South Korea. I think, you know, Trump, I understand. His whole thing is the economy. I get it. That's his thing. And he
but
wants
I don't
to
think
get
he's going to rush anything open, and I don't think the governors are going to rush anything open
well,
either.
The governors
when
won't.
People, well, Cuomo's already talking about getting his task force together. Newsom's talking about getting his task force together. But what people are thinking is that means tomorrow they're going to turn it back on. I think what they're going
to
present
yeah.
probably
people need to start
today
to think more. People
is,
the biggest problem
is that they're going to roll a plan
is
out.
That people haven't got any common sense for
right.
the most part.
They just think it
they
means
have
tomorrow.
No overview of this. They're selfish. They want everything back the way it was. Everything ought not to be back the way it was because the way things were before aren't particularly great in many different considerations. So hopefully things are not going to. Guy, I posted something that we'll talk about maybe in the next half hour on a Facebook page also yesterday and had some words of wisdom to a posting that looks at all of this stuff from a rather sensitive point of view. In the meantime, speaking of sensitive, we are all sensitive. The Grim Reaper, hopefully, though, is getting on his horse and taking a ride. That would be the way I'd look at it. It's 20 after the hour.
Yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone?
Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Together, you and I belong. Like a songbird and a song. Dolly surprising fans yesterday with the digital release of six albums that previously had not been available as streaming content. Surprise, 93 of your favorite classics are finally available online. Parton twittered, I hope these songs bring some light into your life during these hard times. The LP is newly available on digital platforms. One's called Better Day for God and Country. Halos and Horns. Little Sparrow. Live. Live. Is it Live and Well? It must be. I don't know
I
that
think
one.
It's Live and Well. Live and well. It's a live album.
Right. Yeah. And Those Were the Days. They all released between 2001 and 2011. Contain nearly 100 songs. I guess 93 of them. From Parton's catalog. Live and Well is an album recorded during the 2003 Halos and Horns tour, while the other five albums are studio projects. Little Sparrow features a cover of Collective Soul's Shine, which earned Parton a Grammy Award for Best Female Country a Vocal Performance back in 2002. Is this that? Is that what this is, Karen?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Dolly made it so much better. I hated that song, but she makes it great.
There you go. She's donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University in Nashville. They have a center to aid the COVID research going on there. On YouTube, she launched a read-aloud series called Good Night with Dolly in partnership with her Imagination Library organization. And on Easter Sunday, she shared a video in which she performed He's Alive. Kind of unusual for her.
Why is it unusual? Nice. I feel like she's very open about her faith.
No, I haven't heard any. I guess I'll say for me it's unusual because I don't know the side of her music at all.
Oh, there's a lot of it, actually.
Is there really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there you go.
I think it's just another example of what an amazing storyteller she is.
Yeah, fabulous.
You know, it's like she can just, she's so captivating.
Yeah. Yep. Nothing wrong with that. 26 after the hour here on the DJV program, Jen Jen and Victoria Cara, you and I now focusing on the release of an emotional ballad called Brave from Rustin Kelly. You want to crank this up, Cara?
What will I leave behind? Give a damn what they may say. Oh, my mama called me brave. In my weakest.
Too much about Rustin Kelly. Anybody want to fill me in on him?
Well, I hate qualifying him this way, but he's married to Kacey Musgraves, and so they both have done music together and separately, and he's apparently had a lot of battles with addiction, and it's kind of a beautiful song, basically saying, you know, he just hopes people remember that, you know, he did his best and that he loved, he never took any love for granted in his life. The video is very sweet. It's all family footage and even footage from his wedding to Kacey. It's really very sweet and very emotional ballad for anyone, I think, who's been through really dark times.
This is kind of maybe appropriate even beyond his own experiences for what going on today. Maybe people get that out of it. He writes, I never took for granted all the love in my life. I hope that's how I'm remembered when I die. That's kind of one of the lines here in this song. The video, which is dedicated to his mother, was filmed at his sold-out show at the Ryman in Nashville in March, early in the month of March. Includes photos of him as a child, I guess part of his family was touring with him, right? You know, the Ryman show.
Yeah, and his sister does backup singing for him, and I think his dad plays piano.
Really?
That's cute.
Yeah, that is cute. And this song, Brave, follows the release last year of his EP, Dirt Emo, Volume 1, which featured covers of Dashboard Confessional and Weed Us and Taylor Swift, among others. So I don't know this guy, but this is an interesting song for sure. Good to hear that story, that side of it. 28 after on the DJV program.
Autumn leaves falling out like pieces in a place that I can picture it. After all these days, and I know it's long gone, and the magic's not here no more. I might be okay.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid the coronavirus pandemic, which has touched every nation on the planet, some musicians are recreating a well-known song to try to inspire people during the pandemic.
We are the world. We are the children.
That's the work of 70 musicians from New York's Long Island who created the We Are the World 2020 quarantine mix, with each of the recordings done remotely from each artist's home. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently dropped out of the race for the White House, is now officially endorsing former VP Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination. During a joint teleconference from their homes in Delaware and Vermont yesterday, Sanders said the nation needs Biden in the Oval Office, and Biden said the endorsement means a great deal to him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Four after the hour, Tuesday the 14th of April here on the DJV program. My voice belongs to me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn's voice belongs to her. And Victoria Keelan's voice belongs to her. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I noticed the people responsible for all this, the Chinese government, tightening restrictions on publishing academic papers about the beginnings of the pandemic. So...
Is this like the least surprising news ever?
Yeah, I suppose it is, but I think what we need to be focused on is what our reaction, what our thoughtful action or reaction to this is going to be. Are we going to let them get away with this by continuing to patronize and do business with them, buy their products, their food, the parts that go into cars and airplanes and factories that make machines that we use, things that have been built in America before, but they were all moved over to China because it seemed in the best interest of the stockholders. See, this is where I do get a little upset about some of the hierarchy in business. I'm not upset about the money that's made by people who come up with great ideas and are rewarded for that. That's very appropriate, all the jobs that come from that. I resent, frankly, the people who make a lot of noise about splitting, doing the wealth thing. That's not what I'm really focused on here. What I'm focused on is what we need to think about going forward, not what we've done in the past. And going forward, we need to realize the Chinese government is not our friend. They are no one's friend. They are interested in themselves. They may be the most interesting study psychologically for people who want power and control are the same everywhere. But in this circumstance, these people will stop at nothing to control their population and control the world. And it's time that we did something about it. It's time we just stopped. Is there a way for us to sue them and get trillions of dollars out of them? I don't know. Certainly it'll take a long time. The more immediate impact is for you when you buy food, when you buy products, whatever it is that you're buying, you look at it and see where it comes from. And stop buying anything. You say, oh, that's going to be so hard to do. Well, you know what? Is your life and time, is it worth it to make a little extra effort to figure that out? Or are you going to be a slog and just, oh, well, I don't really find, it's not convenient for me to find something else. Then you're the problem. Because people who think like that going forward are going to contribute to them being the same as they are, which is
people
not giving
with
a
money,
damn.
People who can afford a choice going forward who don't make the smart choice, they are the problem.
Well,
there's a big
people,
difference between people who can't afford
what does
to
that
spend
mean? Can't
more.
Afford to, on what? But can't afford to buy, what's an example of that, Victoria?
Everything. Everything is an example of that. I mean, when you think about why people use the dollar store for so many things, and a lot of that stuff comes from China, whether it's cheaper toothpaste, which poisoned a lot of people in fake Colgate containers, 10 years ago. That was a horrible thing that happened. But it's because people couldn't afford to go into CVS
anymore. But how do you determine what you can't afford? Do these people have two cars? Do they have three television sets? What's the predicate of
them? Well, I think we also have to incentivize people to bring their business back to the country. There's no reason that sending your business to China should reduce or should bring in a cheaper product than stuff that we make here. I know that there is labor, there's stuff like that, but there can be incentives that are given to companies to do this to try to even this stuff out because people by nature are always going to look for a deal. And that's just the truth. And Victoria's right about that. Whether people are rich or poor, they're going
to
be looking for a deal.
Yeah,
in fact, probably. Probably the rich look for deals more than the poor do.
Absolutely, Jen.
So let's start incentivizing.
Yeah.
And this is, when people look at me and go, ugh, why the support of Trump? Well, this is one of the messages that he said all along about America first, bringing business back to the country. This is something I wholeheartedly believe in. And there are a lot of people out there running around now.
Are there signs he's going to stick to that, Jennifer?
I think so. I hope so. I'll be very disappointed if not. I mean, I can't control the guy, but this is one of the messages that he's had, and it's a perfect opportunity to deploy a message like this. Now, there are a lot of people who are running around Washington, D.C. saying we need to seek retribution from China. Okay, so how do we do that? Do we really go through the probably illogical way to do that, and that's to sue the government? I know a lot of people that feels really good. And we go, yeah, let's go sue the Chinese. Well, that's not going to necessarily work. Who knows if they'll ever pay? But if we start putting our business out, that's how we make them pay. Now that Marsha Blackburn's going around saying we should demand that they forgive some of our debt for this. Okay, maybe. But what's more likely? What's something that we can control right now? We can control pulling our industry out of China.
Can we stop there for a second?
Yeah.
Let's talk that through for a moment. We owe trillions of dollars to Chinese banks. The money in the Chinese banks came from us buying their crap and by the companies who were supported by that putting money in the banks. So we're borrowing money. What are they? I think that's a fabulous idea, actually, and one that ought to gain traction. Just don't pay them. Now, we all know
Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, who's been floating that one around.
If you
don't know if it works,
pay your car payments, somebody comes to repose your car.
Right, but don't we also still need to borrow more money from them?
I don't think this round of money is coming from them. I think there was other sources. I'm trying to remember where I saw the source, but the money at the moment is the consideration was to go because of this somewhere else, and there are other places to borrow. There are other entities, if you will, from whom or from which money can be borrowed. And even if we did borrow more from them, I think stiffen them is a great idea, frankly. Don't pay the note when it comes due. So what are they going to do? They're going to repossess our country? I don't think so. Are they going to take back everything that we've had over there built and brought over here? I don't think so. Are they going to do that?
The problem of what they can do, though, is...
What can they do?
What they can do is there are a lot of American companies who are based here in America, but there are a lot of tech companies who will tell you, whoa, Buck, this is not the way to go. Whether it's Apple or Google or Silicon Valley, a lot of
then
companies
what is
there.
The way to go?
Because
what do they say?
Well, no, but
what's
listen.
Their suggestion?
But listen, I'm trying to finish a sentence. What they have already said, which is why Mike Bloomberg, when he was still running for president, met with all these leaders in Silicon Valley because he said, just completely cutting off China is not the way to go. There are chipsets in our computers that the material, the actual metal alloys that are used in those are not made here. There is no capability here to make them. It will completely bring our technology to a grinding halt. So it's not the answer to just pull the plug and say, we're not paying you, because then they're not going to make the things that we need in order to run our country.
So who are they going to sell that
stuff
to?
It's so much more complicated.
If the world says, we're not paying you for this stuff, if everybody gets together...
They sell chipsets to everybody, whether it's South Korea...
So then we develop them in Israel. We build them, we make them...
Well, the reason we don't develop them... But part of the reason that we don't develop them in Israel is because it's a lot more expensive, and every product would literally be unattainable for the average consumer. That's the problem.
Then we got to work somehow or other. That has to be resolved.
I agree, but I'm just saying it is a lot more layer nuanced than just pulling the plug.
So then that makes it even more dramatically obvious, Victoria, that we've become way too dependent on them.
I agree.
And they
and the
then in turn pull this kind of crap on us, the world, the
and,
whole
and
world.
And shame on us. Why did we let ourselves get into this situation? What
Good
I want to know is how this happened and who made money from it. Because I can tell you what, this wasn't just some arbitrary decision. Somebody made a ton of money.
Every American company has made a lot of money on this. If you think about it, I love watching Shark Tank, but the first thing every inventor comes on with and says, well, it's made in my garage right now.
Yeah.
And then all the sharks go, oh, well, I've got plants in China. And then everything in Bed Bath & Beyond, everything Lori sells on QVC. And don't get me wrong, I'm not hating on Shark Tank. I love the show. I love the idea.
Yeah,
but all of that stuff that we love and get excited about when these sharks make a deal, it all goes overseas. So everyone's to blame.
Back to what Jennifer said, the incentivization of, if you want to use Shark Tank and all of the sharks as an example, there needs to be an incentive. If we owe this kind of money, we can certainly bite the bullet on a couple of trillion more if it comes out of the tax rolls to get things rolling back here. Or to have them
made and then you're
going to
hear this messaging.
Works.
In fact, I can already hear it. Well, business is evil. We shouldn't be putting our tax dollars into big business because people have decided to demonize
business. You can't have it all.
Business.
You can't have it both ways. You got to make up your mind. What's more important? You
want
the Chinese
made up my
to control
mind.
The world?
Right.
The Chinese, in effect, control the world right now, whether you realize it or not. Through this virus, they have accomplished what they've been trying to do, and that is bring the world to its knees. It has also brought them bad luck, bad whatever it is. They're not in great shape either, but they have brought the world to its knees. So you're going to continue to allow them to do that and watch the decline of society, watch the decline of ethics, watch the decline of everything. They have no ethics. They have no feeling of remorse. They don't have anything. They're like the negative masters of the universe. And until you realize that and really think about what you're doing with your money, so don't buy a new TV set. Make the old one work. You don't need a 75-inch screen. Be happy with a 56-inch screen.
Well, the problem, though, is that there are a lot of American brands that will be really negatively impacted.
Well,
and, you know,
so then
I,
what are you
I follow
do?
A lot of tech stuff. I think
you want
to
be controlled by the Chinese? That's where we're going. We're going to be controlled by the Chinese.
I know that. But what I'm saying is what I think has to happen, I think we have to have a very smart, and this goes back to Bloomberg, he said the same thing. There has to be a very intelligent and well thought out plan, because as of right now, Apple, which is one of our, you know, we love to look up to Apple as a company, and we have for years since Steve Jobs started it in his garage.
China.
But it's not every bit of it, but in the most important parts of it, and I mean like the chipsets and things like that that make an iPhone, they're already delaying their launch because they just don't have, because there was no one in China in the factories making iPhones. So now for this coming Christmas and retail season, Apple's already freaking out, and every other company, Samsung, yeah. LG, they're all, you know, because it needs to be intelligently done. It's just like reopening business after the virus. It needs to be done step by step.
So that's
very thoughtful, well comprehensive.
People
way.
Should be
well
thinking that stuff
way.
Out now. I agree with everything you just said, but it has to be
because
now.
Because we can't lose American companies just because we want to have a knee-jerk reaction.
Well,
and I think I agree with what Bloomberg was saying on that.
Knee-jerk. I think that Bloomberg, I wish he was running for president so we could vote for him, because I think he's the only one on the landscape that I see still that could actually do something about some of these problems, because he actually understands these problems. Sadly, I don't think Trump gets it.
Trump's been talking about this for 20 years. It's the one thing he's been very consistent on.
But he's also bought cheap Chinese steel. He has not like walked the walk. He may have talked the talk, but his licensing deals all through China and all and everywhere else.
He probably benefited from NAFTA, but he still got rid of NAFTA and reworked the Mexican-Canada, the United States deal, the USMCA. So just because that makes you a smart business person to take advantage of everything. My point is this. Be a smart business person and let's start moving the businesses back so that we can actually incentivize them for being here instead of penalizing them. Right now, we're penalizing
them. This needs to be inspired legislation that's in effect that's going into the hopper right now, not a year from now, not after the election, but right now. Otherwise, you're going to dig the same hole we've gotten ourselves into already, unless we're conscious of this, and it doesn't work, shouldn't work.
Well,
today, go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, no, I just said people forget quickly.
Let's see where this goes, because otherwise it's the death sign, the death knell for democracy, the death knell for everybody. The Chinese will take over. International Moment of Laughter Day, even in the midst of all of this hardship, important to laugh, laugh loudly, laugh often, funny movie, read a book, share your favorite jokes. Did you hear about the lady that went to Nantucket? No. And indulge in some good old-fashioned silliness. That's kind of what I like about us being as we are. People have asked me this for years, what would you be doing if you could do whatever it is that you wanted on the air? And I have to keep in mind the responsibility that I have to my coworkers, to my listeners, to my audience, to my stations, to the advertisers. But if I were left on my own, I would basically screw off all the time.
Would you just sing songs from the 50s?
I'd be me.
Big karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much me anyway, but I would be
that's
more.
That's every Thursday, Jen.
His dream. Yeah. He's living it right now.
Laughter, the best medicine, the antidote to pain, the antidote to stress, conflict, strengthens your immune system, boosts circulation, relaxes your muscles. So giggle some today, chuckle some today, chortle, cackle. Do whatever. Ha-ha! Share a moment of laughter with your family. Okay? Jen, laughing on television tonight. What do we have that's good?
This is actually really cool. If you've got kids or grandkids, Sesame Street, Elmo's Playdate. There's a special on where Elmo and his friends enjoy a virtual playdate. It's going to feature Lin-Manuel Miranda, Anne Hathaway, Tracy Ellis Ross, and a whole lot of others. And it's going to air on multiple channels. HBO, TBS, TNT, Toon, and True TV will have it at 8 o'clock, so check it out. Also, the season finale of New Amsterdam at 9 o'clock on NBC.
10 before the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk time, 53 after the hour, here on the DJV program, and the V is Victoria, Victoria Keelan, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Tech Talk focus is on the most searched recipes.
Well, we love these lists.
At home.
Yeah, well, people look cooking at home, and Google has, I think it's fun when they release these lists. So they have compiled the most searched food items in the past 30 days, which is pretty much encompasses all of our, depending on where you are in the country, that encompasses pretty much everyone's self-quarantining phase.
Yeah.
And so the list has kind of a mix of everything, but we'll go through the top 10. So at number 10, chocolate chip cookies. That's pretty basic. If you're on Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest, you see lots of people baking cookies. Number 9, fried rice recipes, because a lot of people maybe they overbought dry, you know, what they call shelf-stable goods. So people have a lot of rice in the house right now. And so if you've got some vegetables you want to throw together a stir-fry, that's a good thing to have. At number 8, ground beef recipes. Again, kind of what's to be expected. Number 7, carrot cake recipe. That's something that's kind of interesting. I don't know why people are so into carrot cake right now, but they are. I'm seeing it all over the place, and people
are
decorating.
Don't you think carrot cake is cool, though? Do you like carrot cake?
Um, I like carrot cake if it doesn't have stringy carrots in it. Does that make sense? I like the carrot pieces to be very small.
Carrot cake without the carrots.
Well, or just without like the like long. I don't like long ribbons of carrot in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Number six, chicken breast recipes. Obviously, everyone wants to know how can I make chicken less boring, so that's where that comes from. Number five is a really interesting one. It's dalgona coffee. And this is a recipe that's, it's a Korean coffee drink. It's really easy to make, and it's actually really delicious. It's just instant coffee that you whip up with a frother with milk and sugar, and that's it. And it's really delicious, and it looks beautiful. So lots of Instagram-worthy pictures of dalgona coffee recipes recently. At number four, chocolate cake recipes. I'm guilty of this one. I made a chocolate cake because everybody else is making quarantine cakes, and I decided I was going to have some FOMO, so I made one too. Number three, FOMO? French toast.
What's FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. At number three, French toast recipes. I also have Googled this one, so I'm guilty of half this list. And also, when you have when you buy too much bread and you feel like it might go stale, French toast is actually kind of the perfect thing to do with it. Number two, we all are eating way too much pizza, so pizza dough recipes are in at number two. And number one, I could have guessed this before even seeing the list just based on my Instagram feed. Everybody's obsessed with banana bread right now. Everyone I know has made banana bread. I guess if you have bananas that are a little overly ripened, that's the perfect time to use them to make banana bread. But that's the number one thing that everybody is searching and baking right now.
Yum. Multiple Multiple streaming services making their content free to watch. Now let's find out what they are.
The Geek Out. With everybody consuming a lot of video from the streaming platforms, some of those brands are now beginning to push out content that was once behind their paywall out for free. CBS All Access recently made the entire first season of Picard for free, and now HBO has also moved 500 hours of programming out front. Some of HBO's most popular stuff, The Sopranos, Six Feet Under, Silicon Valley, are all now free to watch without subscription. Apple TV Plus has also pushed out some of its launch titles for free, but interestingly, the one series not made available was its most popular, The Morning Show. We've tweeted a link of list of all the free stuff at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call TeleMed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, Verizon in the spotlight now, Victoria, because of their at-home troubleshooting tool. Good luck for people like me who can't figure out which end is up on these things.
Well, they are attempting to make this as easy and simple as possible, but last week we reported that Verizon has canceled any appointment, whether it's a new installation or a repair, if they have to enter your home. And they are trying to protect their technicians, and so now what they're trying to do is to develop this virtual assistant tech tool, and this is going to be used in place of service calls that should be completed at your home. So essentially, you just send Verizon a text with this link, and then it opens up a web browser, and from there, there's a person who's going to help talk you through everything. You can send them pictures. You can draw circles on images if you want to point out a specific problem or if they need to point out a certain port or something that you need to use. So it's still in development. Hopefully, it'll be rolled out really soon because a lot of people need repairs and need installations.
That's the story.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.